WGMU streaming live at WGMUradio.com. This is Reed, and you're listening to the Cacophonous Revel Hour. It's an hour of non-discriminatory music playing, and I have a very special guest on the line. This is Emily Hearn. Emily, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, now I got you.
Yes, I'm here.
Great. So, tell me, you're on tour right now, correct?
I am.
And you're supporting your new album, which is called Hourglass. It came out in March.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, tell me how the tour's going so far.
It's going so great. We played in Atlanta, and I'm actually from Athens, Georgia. So Atlanta, Georgia is sort of like a hometown, but we don't get to play there quite as often. It's only about an hour away. And so this is our first time headlining at Eddie's Attic, and we sold it out on Wednesday night, so that was pretty fun.
Wow.
And last night we played in New York City at Rockwood Music Hall, which was so fun, and tonight we're playing at Jam and Java in Vienna.
Awesome. So, great venue. Have you been there before?
I have, once before, and I love it so much. They have great food.
Yes.
Really, really cool place.
Great. So this show will be the third show on the tour.
Yes. Third of 16. So we have a month ahead of us of driving and playing shows, and it's going to be fun.
Great. So I am hearing about you for the very first time, actually, about yesterday when they told me I get to do this interview. So I hope that, you know, you don't take offense to that.
Oh, no.
But I want to know about your music. Can you describe it for me?
Sure. Yeah, I'm just a singer-songwriter from Athens, Georgia, like I said, and I am completely self-taught. So when I was 18 years old, I moved to Athens to attend the University of Georgia, and on the side, when I wasn't in class, I started writing songs, and eventually some of my friends heard some of my songs and thought that I should play at a venue downtown in Athens, which is a really cool music scene. There's a lot of different venue options, and so I signed up to play at a venue, and a lot of people came, and I started to fall in love with writing songs and have been actually doing music full-time now and traveling all over the country for 8 years. So, yes, it's been a while since freshman year.
Excellent.
But I think that I have a lot of country influences. I grew up in Griffin, Georgia, actually, and it's very small and country, and I just grew up listening to a lot of music that kind of focused on storytelling and harmonies, and so that comes out in my music a lot, but I would say it's also a blend of folk and pop. So, yes.
Okay, so is it just, or actually, you have your husband as part of your band on this tour, is that correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so it's you, I'm guessing you're playing guitar and vocals,
mm-hmm.
and your husband does...
He actually started out as a bass player, and for the longest time, the two of us traveled together, and I played acoustic, he played bass, and we both sang. But and for this record, he actually learned how to play piano, and he's insanely good for somebody who just learned how. But he's playing keys, and we have a couple of other gadgets to help us be a two-man band a little bit better. So we have, like, a looper where I can record a guitar part or a vocal part into the looping machine, and you just click it for it'll like keep playing that part. So it's almost like we have an extra guitar player, and he plays a little kick drum, and we both sing. So it's really fun.
Excellent. So you were describing, you know, some of the, I guess, the harmonies, and the piano is something new that's on Hourglass. What else is different about Hourglass from your previous albums. You have three other albums.
Yes. I think that this album is definitely my favorite so far. And I think that Michael and I were writing for this album. I've written, actually, just to back up, I've written all of the previous three albums by myself, but Michael and I got married 3 years ago, which was right at the end of my last album, Promises. And so he didn't really write any songs on that album, but when we started to write for this new album, Hourglass, I had written several, and then he came to me with a couple ideas, and we started co-writing together for the first time in our relationship, which was really fun, and it turned out that I think five of my favorite songs on the album were ones that started off as his idea. So this album is really different because it's more of a collaboration between the two of us, and it's definitely still from a female perspective. I'm the artist, but Michael is really talented musically, and he thinks about things like chord progressions and sounds, whereas I think about lyrics and melodies and the stories that the song tells. So I think that we make a really good team.
That's great. So it's going to be kind of a new experience for all of your fans that are coming to the shows.
Yes.
Do you find that it's you know, so much has changed in your life, you know, getting married, I guess it's probably a pretty big deal. Going back to, like, playing your older material, do you find that you're ever in a place, or in a different place, that it makes it difficult to play some older material?
Yeah, that's the thing about my past albums almost being like journal entries. They feel like chapters of my life. And so it does feel really weird to go back and play those songs. I actually don't play a lot of them. I have some favorites from the old albums, and I also have, when people make suggestions, I always try to incorporate those into the set. But for the most part, I just stick to the new music and a few old favorites.
Okay. So aside from jamming Java tonight, is there a place on this tour that you're really looking forward to getting to?
Yes, we're playing a really cool show in Fort Worth, Texas, at this place called The Music Bed, and they are really cool. I've been working with them for a few years now, but they are actually a licensing company, and they help photographers, videographers, all different types of people get music into their videos or commercials or TV shows and that kind of thing. So that's really cool. That's what they do. But on the side, they've started hosting these really cool shows. They're kind of intimate. There's a circular stage, so the audience is all around you. And I'm really excited about I think their second or third show over there in their new building. So nice. That'll be the almost very end of the tour, and I'm really excited about that.
So you'll be nice and warmed up and practiced by the time you get there. That's
yes.
Great. Cool. Well, I just want to mention again that Emily Hearn is playing tonight at Jam and Java. The show is at 7:30, and you have an opening act called Rory. Have you played with Rory on? Are you going to be playing with Rory on any of the other shows, or is this just a
no? Rory is from around here, from the DC area, and she is super talented and really sweet, and she reached out and said that she would love to be a part of the show, and I was so thrilled. So I'm really excited to have her along, and this will be her only show, so don't miss it.
All right. We won't miss it. Jam and Java tonight at 7:30. Go see Emily Hearn. Check. Get a copy of her album, Hourglass. And thank you so much for visiting WGMU.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Have a great show and great rest of the tour.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
My heart was falling, now it's shattered. It's like a natural disaster. We were fire and hope, now we're ashes and smoke. Love burned out. when you